could switching mobile phone carriers get easier?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Delta Airlines, now offering the Booking on the Fly Delta app. You can download the app to book on the go. Delta, keep climbing.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Copyright authorities in Washington recently started taking a dim view of people who want to switch a cell phone from one carrier to another. It's called unlocking a phone that they might have purchased on the cheap by signing a contract with a phone company. Is it against the law to switch a phone temporarily or permanently to a rival phone system? But now the unlockers are getting some support from on high. Molly Wood is executive editor at CNET.
This week, the administration came down on the side of people who want to unlock their phones. It was kind of a big surprise. The White House senior advisor, David Edelman, blogged about the fact that the White House agrees that people should be able to unlock cell phones without running afoul of copyright law.
Experts say the guardians of copyright at the Library of Congress see unlocking a phone as a violation of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which typically governs pirated software.
That doesn't necessarily mean that they have the power to force the Library of Congress to overrule or to change the ruling, but the FCC is getting involved and saying consumers should have this right. And so it's setting up at least a big battle. Once you start getting pressure from the White House, there's a little more possibility of change.
None of this calls into question contracts with mobile phone companies. Early withdrawal penalties would still apply for someone wanting to completely sever a tie with their contracted service provider.